Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined once again by Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard, and we are continuing our conversation from yesterday. This is part two of a two-part interview. All right, now I want to move on to talking about another safety aspect of the season, that's construction season. So you also already kind of talked about that a little bit, but talk about just being aware of all these construction projects happening at this time of year.
Yeah, we've got projects all over this county. I mean, I believe we're still the fastest growing county in the state of Iowa, and that metro area, even out here in Adel area, Dallas Center area has got some construction going on. I believe Perry, all seems like everywhere in the county's got something going on, and we got a lot of slow moving vehicles, a lot of trailers being pulled around, a lot of concrete trucks, a lot of the stuff that we're kind of getting used to seeing out here. But yeah, you got to pay attention to that stuff because it'll come on quicker than you know. You might think they're going speed limit and they're not. Might be at 25, 30 miles an hour. And so we've had a lot of close calls this year as well with this type of stuff. So it always goes back to paying attention to what you're doing. I mean, that's probably the most important thing you're doing that day is driving your car, because that can kill other people and it can kill you. And we'd hate to see that happen. I'd hate to see anybody go through that. So you owe it to everybody on the roadway to pay attention and do your part being a safe driver.
Absolutely. Now that we've made it through my list of safety topics to talk about, now I wanted to ask you once again about the Law Enforcement Center, just getting the latest on that and how the progress is going.
Well, it seems to be going along. It seems like more and more people are out there working every day. It's a full crew out there anymore. They did have some hiccups in the process with all the rain and stuff early on. That did slow things down, but they're back going to it every day. And I know the jail's getting to the part where they're going to put the roof on it here soon, and the windows and doors and all that kind of stuff are getting installed and they're about done. And so there'll just be some electrical and some other stuff that still needs to be done. So we're still optimistic, hoping for the end of the year to get moved in, and it should be pretty close about that time frame.
All right. And do you know if there's been any more issues with thefts that were, I know around Memorial Day, there was some reports of contractors having theft reported. Has that been sort of resolved?
Yeah, we've taken care of most of all that. We've got a lot of leads coming in from different sources and stuff. So following up on those, but yeah, everything's been tightened up. The security's been tightened up out there. And, you know, I'll be honest, most of it's on camera right now. So, you know, with that being talked about, this is a prime season right now. There are a lot of burglaries going on and stuff. And, you know, I guess if I could tell the citizens, you know, take the keys out of your vehicles. If you have one of those gators or one of those outdoor recreational vehicles, ATVs, whatever it might be, take the keys out, because just like every county around us, we're all experiencing a number of thefts out of barns and garages and those type of things. And then, you know, I could ask that if you know about these type of things and you know a potential person that might be doing these type of things, these burglaries and so on, you know, give us a call, because you wouldn't want it to happen to you. And help us out and help us recover some of these vehicles. I mean, we're talking, we've had several stolen vehicles as well, and it seems to be the same people each time. So if you know of something, please let us know, and that usually helps out a great deal. So get these things resolved quicker and move on.
All right. One last thing I wanted to ask you about today is the Thin Blue Line project, the Ride the Thin Blue Line project. Just talk about the latest on the progress of that, because I think a lot of people are still very interested in that.
Yeah, well, the Ride the Thin Blue Line project is a memorial project that we're doing on the bike trail behind the sheriff's office, the new sheriff's office. It's going to be, well, we've got a number of officers from around the state that are participating in this. We've got a lot of interest from businesses and individuals that are coming on board. We're going to make this thing happen. And really what you'll see if you're a bicycle enthusiast when you travel past behind the new sheriff's office is, we don't have any artist renderings, but it's going to be something really neat that pays tribute to all the fallen Iowa police officers. So there's a number of different things we're working through right now. So hopefully I'll be able to provide some renderings to you at some point here in the near future, and you put it out to your listeners and maybe on your website. But it's taken off. It's getting statewide support and beyond, actually. So hopefully we'll be able to get more of that information on how people can support it here pretty quick. We just established a board of directors and some other things recently. So we'll get that out there to you. And hopefully you'll be able to forward that out to everybody for us.
Absolutely. And as far as the timeline is concerned, you know, you mentioned that the law enforcement center is scheduled to be done still, I believe, in October or November of this year. What is the timeline looking like for the Ride the Thin Blue Line project?
I would put that a year or two out. We're still working on what the perfect, you know, tribute would be. And we're doing that by bringing in, again, law enforcement officers from the state, counties, cities, and we're getting everybody's ideas, and we're going to come up with something that is Iowa. It represents Iowa as a whole. It's not going to be your normal monuments or tributes or anything like that. It's going to be something different. The idea would be that you'll come out here and you'll say, wow, that's pretty cool, and you'll go home and get your family and come back and pay tribute to the officers that names are somehow displayed out here on this piece of property.
All right. And then you're still doing fundraising for it. Still t-shirts and that sort of thing available?
Yeah, t-shirts are available. Yeah, you can go to the website, actually, ridethethinblueline.com. All the information that you're going to need for this project's out there. And we've got some new people coming on board for the website and those type of things that'll really be pushing that out here in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So you'll see a lot of stuff coming out on social media here soon.
All right. Well, Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I would just like to tell everybody thanks for the support on all these projects, and we get a lot of people coming in, and hopefully when this new building is finished, we'll set up a series of tours and we'll let the public come out and take a look. So hopefully everybody will participate in that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information.
Thanks for having me again.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Chad Leonard. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.